רצה משנה אין קוף חוף אמרו מצילין סל מולק יקרוס אף על פי שיש בו מאה סודות. We said before that you're only allowed to save enough for three meals, because we're afraid that if you get involved in saving more, you're going to end up to put out the fire. But if you have one big basket that has a lot of things in it, since you're not saving it in a lot of different kalim, but in one big kli, whatever's in that kli, you can save, even if there's 100 kikras in it, even if there's 100 sudas. The eagle shall dvela, same thing goes with one gigantic ring of figs that are pressed together. It doesn't make a difference how many meals worth there is there, since it's all one thing. It's one hatsala, that's good, that's okay. The chavish shal yayin, or a barrel of wine, same thing. Doesn't make a difference how much is in that one barrel. Va'omer la'acherim bo v'atzilu lachem. And he can tell other people, come and save whatever you save is yours. And if they're smart, they'll make a cheshbon with him after Shabbos. You'll see what that means, what cheshbon for what. And there's a machlokas, Rishonim, whether the other people also can only save three sudos, and that's takad halacha, or that since other people are not so bohul, they're not so involved over here, because it's not their money, per se, they can save as much as they want. Okay, so that's a machlokas Rishonim here. Lehechon matzilin osam, are you allowed to save this food to? Lechotzer hamurevis. Only to a chotzer that has an eruv. In other words, a place where you're allowed to carry normally. By a sefer Torah, we're matter to carry into some place that normally you wouldn't be allowed to carry because of the covet of the sefer Torah. But here, but for the food, you're only allowed to carry it into a place that you normally would be able to carry. Then Besera Omer Aflusha Enamurevis. Then Besera says, even if there's no Eruv, normally you wouldn't be allowed to carry from your house into that Chotzer, because there are many houses that open up into the Chotzer. Each house is an individual ownership, and the Chotzer is a joint ownership. So the Rabbanan Aser carrying from an individual ownership into a joint ownership, because it looks like Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabin. Unless you make an Eruv, where everybody becomes partners with some food or bread, by a chotzer has to be bread, and therefore they all the rishuyos are the same. They're all shutfim in their houses, and they're all shutfim in the chotzer. So the two rishuyos now, any one house is not just his house, they're all shutfim in all the houses because of the bread. They all have a connection to each other. So here, then Besera says they were matter to carry into a chotzer. There's all of the dimensions of Rishus HaYochid, but it doesn't have an Eruv meaning they didn't get together with that bread. Normally wouldn't be allowed to carry from the house into that Chotzer. Here, because of the emergency, they allowed you to carry into this Chotzer. Well, the Shah Motzi Kol Kli Tashmisho, and also aside from what's it called, from carrying food and Sifrei Torah, you're also allowed to carry Kol Kli Tashmisho, anything you're going to need, kalim, that you're going to need for Shabbos, or even not for Shabbos, as long as it's not muktzah. The lovesh kol mashiyochel lilbosh, and you can wear whatever clothing you can wear. The otef kol mashiyochel latov, and to put on anything that you can cover yourself with. There's no limit. Rabbi Yossi Omer yudches kalim. Rabbi Yossi says you can only put on 18 different articles of clothing. That in those days, those were 18 things that were normal to wear all together. But to wear doubles of things, not the Tanakama's mashmi, you can wear anything. Two shirts, two jackets, or whatever. What's it called? Rabbi Yossi says no. You can only wear one time what's it called, what you normally would wear at one time, but not put things on double. The choser v'loveish u'motzi. However, you're allowed to go back in if there's time, and put on another 18 kalim. You can keep putting on and taking off, putting on and taking off. There's a machlokas rishonim, whether the Tanakama also holds that you can wear as much as you want, and then if you don't have any more room to put things on, run out to the chotzer, take it off, run back in and put more on. He doesn't mention that you're allowed to put on again. Only Rabbi Yossi says that. Some rishonim say that it's a kosher kain. The Tanakama is more makel than Rabbi Yossi. So he's not going to be more machmer that you can't put on again and again. And others hold, no, he holds that you're allowed to put on as much as you want at one time, but you can't keep going back and putting on more. And Rabbi Yossi holds you can only put on at one time 18 kalim that they wore then. Each one, what's it called, was necessary. But since you're only putting on 18 kalim, he permits you to go back and put on again. And you can tell other people, come and help me save these things. And here it says, Hatzilu imi, help me. And there it said, Hatzilu achem, save for yourself by the food. We'll see the difference. Okay, let's see Rashi. The eagle shall vela shugodl, the eshbo sudos harve. One gigantic ring of figs could have many meals worth in it. Still, since it's only one thing, it's okay to save as much as you want. If they're smart, then after Shabbos they can ask for pay for helping him save food. Call kli tashmisho shetzrichim lo loso hayom, anything that he needs for that day, like kosos, kitonios, you can say plates and glasses and whatever. Yudches kelim meforesh lo bigmara shekein derech lelov shom bechol yachad. Right, the Gemara explains, these are the things that in those days they used to wear at one time. Right? It wasn't wearing something unnecessary. All these things were things that people wore all together. But more than that, not. And what's it called? And you can't take them off and wear other ones and save the other ones. Our mission says not like that. Mars says Volto. Oh yeah, that's right. Okay, no, yeah. Yetchas Kalim. Alright, we'll see. The Gemara's gonna say who the last Mandiomer is. Okay, in any case. Vahatani Le Resha, Gimel Sudos, the Sulo. Bahara the Resha said that you can only save three sudos and not more. Omaravuna Lokasha, Kan Bavola Hatsil, Kan Bavola Kapil. The way Rashi learns is lahatzel lekapel means when you're saving in more than one kli, right? Then you can only save three sudos. It's more you're taking a little bit here, a little bit there. Then the most you can take is three sudos because we're afraid if you take more, you're going to put out the fire. But lekapel means where you're doing it all in one kli, then you can take as much as you want in one kli. Rashi. The lahatzil is where you're doing it in one kli, lekapel is where you're doing it in many kli. So our mission is talking lahatzil. You're doing everything in one kli. You're doing one tircha to save it all from the fire at once. Matzil kol mashabasal. So achadazimnahu mali pursa mali tuva. You're doing it's all one action. What difference does it make how much there is in the kli? Right? The mice is all one action. So we're not afraid that you're going to get what's it called involved, and you'll forget that it's Shabbos and put out the fire. The bola kapil salim harbe. The kapil means you're using a lot of what's it called baskets. Zem ze litroach lo osfam. You're going and collecting a lot of baskets full of food. There they only permitted you total three sudos, not more. Because each kli is a separate tircha. And therefore we're afraid that you're getting involved and you're going to put out the fire. So when it comes to many kalim, the most you can save is up to three sudos worth. If you're coming for Hatzolah with one kli, you can save as much as you want in that one kli. Bola kapil, but if you're collecting a lot of kalim with food in it, ain't a makapil ala mozen gimel sudos. Then you can only save in many kalim total amount of three sudos. Rav Abar bar Zavda Omer Rav said a different teretz between our Mishnah and the Mishnah before. Why in our Mishnah permits more than three sudos, and in the Mishnah before only three sudos? So Rav Avraham Bar Zavda said, Omar Rav, Idi v'Idi b'vol kapel. They're both talking where you're taking many kalim. Right, v'lo kasha, kan la'oso chotzer, kan la'chotzer acheres. It depends if you're saving it, according to the Tanakam, you can only, what's it called, save it to a chotzer, whatever. If you're taking it into your chotzer, right, then what's it called? You can take as much as you want. L'chatzar acheres. One second. Let's see Rashi. But both are talking. We take many kelim. Kan la'oso chatzar. Kan l'chatzar acheres. When you're taking it into what's it called your own chatzar, right? From your house into your own chatzar, then you can take as much as you want. But if you're taking into another chatzar, even though there's no bigger iser, right? It's another chatzar where there's an eruv. You made an eruv into somebody, and they have an mavui that has a shituf. A mavui is many chatzeros with batim around it, opening into it, and many chatzeros open up to a mavui. And you're meshutef, and you're allowed to carry somebody else's chatzar. It's all in one rishus hayachid, right? Also has an eruv. What's it